there's a low-level drumbeat on what people perceive as unfair campaign practices. And that happens throughout the election cycle. But every now and then, there's something that happens that hits a nerve. And this particular election flyer has hit a major nerve. We have had more complaints in the area of 20 to 30 alone between late yesterday afternoon and so far today about this complaint. What most people are complaining of is the use of the Great Seal on a document that is targeting a candidate race. It is not a voter's guide put out by the Secretary of State, and it has no blessing of any official of the state of Montana. So to the extent it's trying to portray itself as that, it's completely false.
It apparently is some sort of an academic product coming out of Stanford and Dartmouth colleges. Is that right?
Well, it could be, and we're tracing that right now. Now, the reason we've got some concern is because there's a considerable amount of money. You've probably read the publications as well as me that shows that the Koch brothers' money has funneled down into colleges and universities for research related to political issues. And this particular document, even though it, from what I've seen, has its origin in a young assistant professor at Dartmouth, he came out of a research tank before that. And so we need to find out if indeed there's some sort of funding going on through the academic that would prompt a academician to do something that seems so strange, if indeed it is a research project. Why would you misappropriate the Great Seal and portray it as a voter's guide? Makes no sense.
As you and your staff then go to suss this out, let's say it is. Let's say it's just as you say, comes from the Koch brothers to this young researcher. Is this illegal? Is it slightly improper?
Well, again, we're in this era where we need to protect election speech as robust. And the First Amendment is being applied now to maximum speech. I don't know how old you are. I'm 67, and I remember the First Amendment as being applied to give people who didn't have an advantage in speech, people who were disadvantaged because of race, color, creed, sex, equal footing. Well, now it's being applied to maximum speech. So that's what we deal with constitutionally, and that is the law of the land. That's Citizens United. So it could be that in the end, this is acceptable speech, but that doesn't mean that if it's acceptable, it's legally acceptable speech, that doesn't mean that it's fair or that it shouldn't be explained. So in the end, it might just be an explanation of where this money came from and why this particular flyer was sent out. I think probably part of this is that a researcher on one of the coasts, east or west, it doesn't really matter, may not appreciate how possessive and proud Montanans are of their state. They may have doubts about our political system, maybe have doubts about the people running our political system, but they don't have doubts about the state of Montana. They love it. They're proud of it, and they don't like it when the Great Seal of Montana is appropriated like this.
It just seems like outright misrepresentation, but...
Well, it hit a nerve. We have a lot of upset Montanans, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. Okay, so now what happens next?
Our job, we're a small office, as you know, there's only seven of us in here, but we act for the people of Montana in instances like this. We understand that people are upset, and we will do our best to follow and get to the bottom of it and find out exactly how this... I mean, it could be that it's just a misunderstood application of academic adventurism. That may be. And if it is, we will tell the people of Montana that's what it is. But if it's something more than that, then we'll